This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hook to please everyone on Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, Earth, Earth,
Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Edward. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Edward, you understand how this year game is played.
I've heard it played a few times.
All right, well, today you have your choice of one of three categories. Today we have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
I think it's my second choice. Let's go with Animalize This.
Officials in Wisconsin, they announced that an animal seen wandering through three counties with a plastic jar stuck over its head has been successfully freed. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said the critter was seen wandering with its head stuck in a jar in Bayfield, Douglas, and Sawyer counties before being located by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, the animal, which was first spotted on July 26th, covered an area of nearly 50 miles while wildlife officials attempted to track it down. It was finally located on private property. Now, once it was sedated, wildlife staff were able to cut the jog and examined for injuries. It was found to be uninjured and was relocated to a safe wooded area with easy access to food and water, which it did not have in quite some time because it had a jar.
I was just saying, 50 miles is a long way to go without
miles
eating or drinking.
With a jar stuck on your head. Anyway, what was this animal? Was it a deer? Was it a raccoon? Was it a bear or was it a cougar? So deer, raccoon, bear, or cougar, what walked 50 miles with a jar stuck on his head? Bless you,
Bless.
Ted.
Mm. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Raccoon was going to be my first choice before you gave me the options. What do you guys think?
I'm going bear, Edward. This is a complete bear move. They've done it multiple times. Now they're just doing it in Wisconsin.
Yeah, bears.
They're out in force in July?
But I think whatever it is, they should name them Whiskey.
Whiskey in a jar?
Thank you, Miles.
Yeah, I got you.
Wow, Thin Lizzy reference.
But you said you went for the plastic jar?
I believe it was plastic.
So he wasn't getting the good stuff.
Well, the thing is, I said to cut the jug off. I'm not.
So it couldn't be glass.
No, it was, in fact, a plastic jar. Yeah. Plastic jar.
Yeah. I'm going with the raccoon still.
Raccoon, Edward.
All right. I think I'm leaning towards a deer.
A deer for Ted.
Yeah.
Okay. What did this animal have stuck on its head for some 50 miles? Was it a deer, raccoon, bear, or a cougar? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Category is Animalize This on Profile This. We head to Wisconsin, where officials spotted an animal with a plastic jar stuck on its head. Apparently, they were looking for it, or they were tracking it, or whatever the deal is, and somehow, in a span of a short amount of time, they realized that this animal had traveled some 50 miles with this plastic jug thing stuck on its head, which is amazing when you think about, like, I see a deer being able to run that far, perhaps a cougar being able to make it that far in that amount of time.
Yeah.
But 50 miles is a long way.
That is a long way, man, to not get any food or water. Yeah.
And
so... Edward,
I think the bear would have stayed in one place.
I feel like a bear would have stayed in one place, which is funny because that's what Miles answers. But let us start with the Ted Smith. You went with the deer.
Yeah.
It was not a deer. Now, Edward, you went with a raccoon. It was not the raccoon either. The Ted Smith, you went with the bear. They didn't stay in one place.
I did.
Miles went bear.
Miles went with the bear.
Bear.
It did not stay in one place. 50 freaking miles of this thing on its head.
How many days was it in between the time they spotted it? And
it started on July 26th, and then I want to say it was just last week that they found his ass.
All right. Okay, so that makes a little bit more sense. It's a long way to go.
Yeah.
All right. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right. You guys want an update on somebody everybody thought was nice, but turns out they suck.
Hell yeah.
Who could that be?
Well, got to be giving it to Jillian Michaels the last couple days.
But didn't anyone think she was nice? That's all I'm saying with
some
her.
Some people are big fans of her.
I have no problem with her. She just never struck me as nice, you know.
She always looks kind of mad.
She does.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like a cashier and you see that, like, she's the third person in line, you're just thinking, like, I want to go on break before she gets here.
Right,
Mike. She looks like she's going to raise a complaint to somebody at some point.
I know personal trainers, right? One of my best friends is a high-level personal trainer. Like, he doesn't drink, but, like, he wouldn't give you crap if you're drinking or eating, right? He's just hanging out.
Sure.
I feel like she would chirp you and be like...
That's what you're getting on the menu?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're just wasting your time at the gym.
Another beer, Steve? Jillian, nobody invited you.
Yes, Jillian.
Let's go to Ellen DeGeneres. So, all right, we all kind of
found out. Well, we kind of knew that.
What?
Well, she just is not a good person.
What? Well, we didn't know it originally, right?
No, we
again,
did not. We
Thrill
did
said
not.
It yesterday, and he put it very well. At least Jillian Michaels, to me, doesn't cover it up.
Right.
She's very straightforward about who she is. So
okay.
I give her,
okay.
You know what I mean? Whereas right. Ellen's whole shtick was, I'm your buddy, I'm super friendly, I'm just kind of quirky.
I'm your munchie G in real life.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that if your shtick is how good of a person you are or how much you love your wife or whatever it is, like all of a sudden something's going to crumble there.
Yeah.
You know,
you can't be too, like, anybody.
Well, like people that say, I hate my wife. You're like, chances are they love her.
Right. Right. Oh, I love my wife. I do everything to get, and they cheated.
I could think of a couple right now, right? And I remember talking to somebody and I was like, they seem so perfect on Facebook. They're like, they're not.
That's
like, yep, that's what it is. So Ellen DeGeneres, right, after the pandemic stories came out that she wasn't very friendly to her staff.
Sure.
And kind of just mean and everything. So now another story's popped up in a British tabloid saying, basically, she disliked any man that worked for her and got particularly upset if they mingled with her wife, Portia de Rossi.
Who, before she married Ellen, was bisexual.
Yeah.
So this makes sense.
Uh-huh.
You're jealous because maybe you think she's tired of this.
Yeah, that's right.
So part of the reason, though, and I've seen this all the time, I don't care if it's a gay couple, straight couple, you see this all the time, is that sometimes part of the reason you get involved with somebody is because you like stuff about them. But then it seems to annoy you once you're with them.
Yeah.
So that's what these people are saying. They're like, Portia is actually super nice, which Ellen
right.
probably liked. But she's so nice to everybody, they were like, it would get people in trouble. They say she was nice to everybody. Sometimes you'd end up talking to her, quote, you just hoped and prayed you weren't seated by Portia or you didn't get her attention.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Dang.
Yeah. They said if you did, Ellen would give what staffers call the Ellen glaze. Grays.
Oh, geez, wow.
I was going to say, like, man. That's a,
wow. How about that?
Sorry,
like a snail
sorry.
Trail here.
Looks like
a,
there's no L in grays.
Very milky.
Gaze.
Ellen's one of those.
I was like, that's a hell of a thing.
Hey, buddy, wipe your mouth.
She would narrow her eyes, and it would look like her cheekbones were sticking out.
Oh, no.
The staffer said it made her, quote, look like a queen looking for her next execution.
Damn. Okay.
Supposedly, they went through nine male stage managers in a single season.
Why
right?
do you not that, invite that your wife crazy. To the stage then?
You know
what I mean? Like, look, well, if the problem is, look, obviously the problem is that you're jealous and you're insane. But if the thing that's going to trigger it is the fact your wife's there, you're doing your show. But like every time, either don't hire a male stage manager. Well, or don't bring your wife if it's going to freak
out. The other thing, too, is like I've said, I have too many friends that are good-looking dudes. But, like, they're very nice, right?
Yeah.
And I remember one of my other friends was like, I think he's hitting on my girl. I'm like, he's just talking to her. You're just intimidated by his looks. Like, he is not hitting
sure.
on your girl.
And your girl is infectious. Yeah. Like you said, when you brought your buddy DB, Jesus Christ, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm not worried about my wife leaving me. But when he was in town and they talked, I already knew what I would hear. She's in love with the man because he's also very nice. And
correct.
You took
he's
him to the
guy.
Local watering holes, two female bartenders. My wife walks in there. The three of them are going on and on about this dude, DB. He does not flirt with them. He's just a nice dude, but like they're swooning over him, but he's not hitting on them.
Yeah.
It is your
yeah.
wife is leaning into
also,
him and curling their hair and giggling at every dumbass thing he says.
It can't be about the sexuality either. So I just think she hates men then. If that's
well,
true,
or she was scared that she's. Look, I don't know. It's at the end of the day, it's just dumb jealousy.
If you have nine stage managers, you're going to have as many that are heterosexual as you are homosexual, if not more of either one. So, like, it's just like you just don't like guys. It doesn't matter what their sexual orientation is.
Well,
just,
she particularly didn't like him if they talked to her wife, though. So
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Now, here's the worst one. One guy on staff had a kid who needed a bone marrow transplant. Ellen asked him to reschedule it to coincide with the Christmas holiday break so it wouldn't disrupt the show. And he did it.
Come on, man. Nope.
The guy's
nope,
kid
nope.
needs a bone marrow transplant.
Bone marrow, brother. It's not getting his teeth pulled.
Right.
I can't imagine if I say, hey, Castle, man, I know we're doing, I don't know, live day, some big event that we do. My son needs a bone marrow transplant. I cannot imagine him saying, yeah, dude, I feel you. Can you reschedule that because on Thursday? Like, no. Absolutely
yeah.
not.
That's a serious thing.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Jesus.
But hey, glad I could be there for you, Ellen.
Right.
Yeah. The show needs me.
Well, the good thing is that she's not in our lexicon anymore.
No.
For the most part, you know?
Yeah, she moved out of country, she is. Didn't she? Yeah,
she's in England.
She's in England, but we don't have to watch
her on
television.
Their problem now.
She's not doing this to any other buddy.
That's right.
Who works for her. So.
They're doing fine.
Yeah, it's you're not wrong, Miles, but I also think because her shtick was so I'm the friendly one.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these stories are going to go on for a while.
Oh, she's right. She was huge.
But also, Mike kind of hit it earlier. At the end of the day, whatever it is you're faking or lying about, people will figure it out. And then I don't blame people for being like, F them.
Oh.
You know what I mean? There's one thing, especially when you look in Hollywood and TV, right? There's plenty of stars who are notorious for being kind of D's.
Yeah.
Right? But we know that, so we kind of go, all right. You know what I mean? Like, there's people, right? There's people I really like that are famous that I don't want to meet because I think they'd be kind of an a-hole in person.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of her skits, interviews that just haven't aged well. And like, look, we've been here for 20 years. We've done a lot of things that haven't aged well.
No, everything's
perfect. But the intent was never to be mean to somebody, no. Or never to harm somebody, or never to be to degrade anybody.
We're not trying to offend anybody,
right,
on purpose.
So you do an interview.
Yeah, it's in the open.
You don't ask them the question that you're trying to dig into somebody. Ellen did that all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, that show was so lighthearted. Like, maybe not there.
Right.
All right, this is a pretty good list. This is the best TV performances of the 21st century.
Ooh. Bryan Cranston as Walter White. I'm going to say it's on that list.
You know
somewhere.
What's on there.
Number one.
Damn straight it is.
All right. You got any more guesses?
Think of
massive shows like
that.
Jim
Parsons as what's-his-toes from Big Bang Theory.
I'm saying he's not on there.
Nobody from Big Bang Theory.
Nobody from Big Bang Theory.
What's-his-face played Tony Soprano. James Gandolfini.
Oh, Gandolfini's not bad.
He did not make the list.
Huh.
Did The Wire, Stringer Bell, did that go into the 2000s? Like something like that?
That was in the 2000s. I'll be honest with you. He didn't make this list is beyond
He's
me.
Not on the list?
No.
Are there any multiples from shows, Ted? Like Aaron?
No, there's not multiples. We'll start here. Like Andre Brower, right? They said him as Captain Holt on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh,
I would give Andre Brower credit for pretty much anything he's been in.
Right. Homicide?
Dude, I mean, he's just one of those guys that would steal the scene, not because the scene was about him. It's just the way he acts.
Maybe Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek?
Ooh, good call.
Any member of that show except for Eugene. He was good, but he wasn't like...
Dan Levy's not on the list. Catherine O'Hara is seventh on the list.
She was outstanding on that show.
Good call. Peter Dinklage made it for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He was a great character.
He
man.
Crushed that one. He absolutely stole it. The thing is, he made everybody scared throughout the entire thing because anybody that you started liking, all of a sudden, they ended up dead.
I kept waiting for him to die.
Yes, it was coming. You knew it.
Steve Harvey from Family Feud.
Yeah.
He is like, he's had his moments.
You're right, though. You know what? I misspoke. Michael K. Williams from Omar from The Wire.
Okay.
He made it on.
Yeah.
Now, listen,
yeah.
I think there's other characters on that show. Like, again, I love Idris Elba on that show. But Omar is the lasting character. I mean, the Ravens do a thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every opening and this and that. And it is shocking. Also, it was always interesting that he was, I remember seeing this poll in the NFL, that he was everybody's favorite character. But remember, that character is gay.
Yeah.
You know?
What about Hugh Laurie's house?
That's actually not a bad guess.
I loved that show, dude.
You know, it's worth missing work over. But no, he didn't make the list.
Doggone it. He did fantastic.
Elizabeth
with that,
Moss made the list at 14 for Handmaid's Tale. Phoebe Waller-Bridge,
the Fleabag or something.
She's Fleabag.
Yeah,
I've never seen that show. I just like caught. Hey, look at you, Fleabag.
Fleabag.
I've never seen.
Is it a dramatic show? I feel like an idiot if I'm making fun of her now.
I think it's like comedy and drama. That's kind of her style, and I think she might be the primary writer on her own show.
Viola Davis for How to Get Away with Murder.
She's another one of those actresses. Like, whatever role she takes, she kind of commands it.
She always plays the serious character that takes
she always speaks like this.
Right. No
Every time
BS
she speaks,
her.
It sounds like she's stumping for politics.
She doesn't have to, but she looks like she is just like one bad comment away from beating your ass. Like, she never actually does. You just know she's gonna.
You don't want to get on her bad side.
No.
Ian McShane makes it for Deadwood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love his voice, dude.
Deadwood was such a good show. I just feel like that's another one, like, right? Because then they had the movie. I know some people have watched the movie. They've never even seen the show. But Deadwood, to me, It's a little bit like Walking Dead. Like, it seemed like it went on for a while and people kind of fell off.
Is Walking Dead still on?
Yes.
Good God, man. I mean, good for it. That just blows my mind.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few people that aren't on this list that I think should be. Julia Louis-Dreyfus makes it for Veep.
Oh, sure. I never saw Veep. Sorry, no. The Walking Dead looks like it ended in 22.
Okay.
Veep is very funny.
So you did watch it?
I watched like the first two seasons.
All right.
It was awesome. I will say some of the stuff might not seem as funny now because politics has turned into like a comedy show.
Yeah.
You can't laugh.
Right. So the stuff they were doing when that show started, unfortunately, have come to life. Right. The last 8 years.
As long as we're on that tip, a House of Cards with Kevin Spacey. I loved him as that character, but it's like, then he went and did his thing. So. Mm.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And that barbecue joint is not real.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Really? That actor that played the barbecue guy wasn't real?
Well, he's a good actor, but it's just funny. Like, people really think that's a barbecue. And I'm just like, that's not. Because they made it look realistic.
Of course.
Sure. And you could figure it out. Steve Carell is Michael Scott from The Office.
Of course. Of course.
And apparently he made the whole show. As far as they said, they're doing the first season of the show.
And he wasn't supposed to.
Right. And they did this one particular scene, okay, where he gets an award for something. And it's not in the script, but Steve Carell, because they can all kind of sense that there's just something a little off about the show. Something's not working. So he's supposed to get an award because he was supposed to just be an a-hole boss.
Right.
Nothing funny, nothing that showed he had heart. And they gave him this award, and off script, man, he just starts bawling. Like, oh, my God. Like, I got paper manager of the year. And, like, everyone on the cast apparently is like, what the F? But they kind of kept it together. But then the rest of the cast started improvising with him. Like, oh, hey, yeah, man, you know, we do like you. It's fun. They were never supposed to. But
correct.
Right. And then the main writer said, dude, once he did that, we were like, change everything about the show. Huh, that was great.
That's crazy.
I've kind of shocked, who's my Englishman for Peaky Blinders?
Killian
Murphy.
Killian Murphy, yeah.
Is it Killian?
Or he's Irish.
It is Killian.
Like, he could have made that list.
He's good in everything
he
does,
I think he could add some of those guys from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it, like, there is good shows. But at the end of the day, for my money, you can't have any list unless you have somebody from The Wire and somebody from Breaking Bad.
100%. Those two are almost guaranteed.
And it's like a joke on the internet, right? Why are people like me always go, it's Breaking Bad's the second best show. And then Breaking Bad people are like, oh yeah, The Wire's good too. Have you watched The Wire yet?
I have not, Ted. I need to
watched episode one of season one last night.
Did you?
I watched Dairy Girls on Netflix. You would like that.
Dairy Girls, I've almost watched.
What the hell is Dairy Girls?
You were actually on The Wire, weren't you, Miles?
My voice was when they were in the
Wire 2, now that it's been so long since it, like, I always say season 2 kind of sucks, but season 2 really sets everything up.
Right.
That's so why it's not sucked. As exciting.
For Breaking Bad, season 3 was not the best, but there was a couple that you had to kind of live through, but after you get through that, then it ramps up and kind of the excitement is exponential.
Right. And Breaking Bad is a little more like it could happen. Again, The Wire is so good and so sad because it's so realistic. And in the end, you know, Thrill and I would talk about it. Like, you realize, like, the kids aren't winning, the drug dealers aren't really winning, and the cops aren't winning.
No.
Right.
Because it's the way the system runs. That's why they call it The Game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of a pain in the butt there.
And before you ask, yes, Baltimore's like The Wire, but no, not everywhere. I get that all the time.
Hell yeah.
East Baltimore was like The Wire. It's getting smaller. Most of Baltimore's not like that because if it was, everyone would have moved out.
Yeah.
Man, is it like The Wire? I'm like, well, if you go to the wrong neighborhood, it's exactly like that. But you'll know.
One day we were driving through that area and Steve goes, drive now.
Oh, yeah. Run lights, do what you got to do, brother. You don't want to be here.
Tonight, college football, ton of games. Enjoy it, boys.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman arrested after super gluing fake veneers on people's teeth.
Ugh.
Meanwhile, a woman sues the police department after a raid exposes the toys that she uses beneath. Teacher's in trouble after body slamming a student while playing musical chairs. A woman can't get on a standby flight and goes on a tear. And a postcard sent from New York finally arrives 72 years later. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story over in Essex. Authorities found themselves in hot water after an investigation. They conducted a search of a local home, believing the resident to have a stash of illegal narcotics. But the woman that owned the home requested body cam footage from the officers after she found a few things out of place in her house. The footage confirmed her suspicions that they had not only gone through her crate of intimate apparel and objects, but says that they acted like school children with the unmentionables, tossing G-strings, phallics, rings at each other, giggling and making jokes all the while. She says that the incident ruined her marriage with her husband, saying that they were left embarrassed and more or less uninspired in the bedroom following the ordeal.
Uninspired.
They've since issued a payment for damages, both physical and mental, but she continues to fight for a little bit more of her own justice.
Do you think that the husband did not know the box of toys existed?
He did. I think it was one of those, like, they were ridiculed, basically. Because, you know, oh, this one's sticky. Oh, this one's nasty.
Right, but it's just like four or five people doing that. So I'm wondering how that led to the collapse of their marriage, so to speak.
That's where I'm at, Miles. I think two things are true here. I think, one, yes, the officers did act very sophomoric, very childish, and they shouldn't have done that. They should be reprimanded for having done that. I don't think this is what ruined your marriage.
No, that is not what ruined your marriage. Or they had a really good attorney.
Yeah.
When it comes to damages.
Exactly.
As far as the extent of them. Oh, my neck hurts.
Keep in mind, the cops were there because they thought that she had a stash of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Average Joe doesn't get that knock on their door very often.
No. Also, they had nothing.
Yeah, they didn't have anything in there.
They didn't have any drugs.
Did not have anything in there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But I'm not saying. In other news, to Florida, where teachers don't play around, a video is making the rounds of a harmless game of musical chairs that was conducted at a school assembly in the gym. It's down to the final two, you see. A teacher and a student.
Okay.
Played their game to their fullest, deployed all the strategies that they could. The music ends. The student's in front. The teacher's just close behind right there. Student grabs a chair, takes her seat to claim her victory, but before he's beaten so easily, the teacher grabs the student and uses a pivot maneuver to not only twirl the student out of the chair, but ends up slamming the student on the ground, eventually bouncing back up, and he takes his winning seat. Yeah, hit pretty hard there. Problem is, the student was left with a concussion and bruised ribs from the game.
Oh.
Her parents have filed a lawsuit.
Oh, it was a suplex.
You think the teacher did it on... I know they grabbed the kid on purpose, but I'm saying the slamming the kid to the ground, do you think that was just momentum?
Yes, yeah. I truly do. I don't believe this teacher was out to hurt the kid. However, the teacher got a little bit too into the game.
Sure. Damn.
Yeah, because when you see it, it looks rough. And you can, for me, my perception, you can kind of tell that the teacher loses his balance. Now, he followed through. He did not let go of the student. He did roll through it and then bring the student down. Looking at that, I wouldn't have been able to tell that the kid had a concussion and bruised ribs.
What grade?
This is high schoolish, I think.
Man, my high school band teacher, Mr. Kirby, physically picked a dude up to play percussion. He just wouldn't shut up during the class.
Yeah.
And it's a typical, like, orchestra pit kind of setup. Mr. Kirby was a big brother, which is why it's so funny he played clarinet. But anyway, he got sick of this dude. Dude, this massive dude.
My brother-in-law plays clarinet.
Is he, like, 300 pounds, man?
Well, he poops on helms.
But he,
Does he look like John Candy in Home Alone?
Sort of, if it were mixed with George Jefferson, right?
Okay.
But Mr. Kirby storms up the stairs, picks this kid up bodily, opens the door, and literally threw his ass into the hallway.
Oh!
Slammed the door. And nobody cared.
Right.
We're just like, hey, man, he told you to shut up. Now, granted, they were not playing musical chairs.
Right.
My point is, Mr. Kirby's intent was clear. I want to hurt you.
Right. You're done. Yes.
Right. Travel. I mean, my high school was a little different, but our gym teacher was the wrestling coach.
Okay.
And he was kind of crazy. And he came by this classroom, and he's like, I'm looking for forever. And some kid goes, Mr. Messi, I think he's in the gym. And he's like, I'm in the friggin' gym. All right, he's not in the gym.
Okie dokie.
All right, man.
I'm in the friggin' gym.
Like, I wrestled 1 year, and I left my little bag there or whatever. And I was like, hey, coach, I need to get that bag back. He's like, Smitty, I haven't seen it. At awards night, he took the awards out of the bag.
Oh.
He just stole it.
He stole your gym.
Yeah.
Jesus. So he really wasn't all there.
Great coach.
I mean, I ain't seen it, Smitty.
Yeah.
Now here, like, take this trophy.
Right, I'm like, coach, that's my bag.
Jesus Christ. Did you ever get the bag back?
No. I bet he's still using it to this day.
Bastard.
Traveling can be stressful, but for one woman in Florida, she could take no more. A video was uploaded to social media that shows the woman having a fit at the gate desk, screaming profanities and outrage at employees and anybody that could hear, before she finally lashes out at the gate agents, kicking one and proceeding to break multiple monitors at the desk. One of the witnesses helped add a little bit more detail. Turns out that in the span of 40...
Sorry. I need to hear gate.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, what is the gate desk? Why is she so mad?
missed your flight.
Well, no, she was on standby.
Right.
For three flights.
In the span of 45 minutes, she was unable to make the standby list for three different planes. She couldn't get on.
But here's the thing. That's how many flights get out of Orlando that you could possibly get on.
Right.
So 3 and 45, if it had been all day, but you have to understand, if you don't have a ticket, you probably could just go to a different carrier.
Yes.
Orlando has so many different carriers.
Yes.
Right.
You can get another flight out.
Big airport.
And when you don't have an assigned seat, which Southwest is not, I don't know their standby, but it's not the same.
No, it is not. So, let's see. She also screamed something to the effect of having to get to her destination to bury her brother. So having missed three flights, she's going to go for a not fun reason. She's a little stressed out. I'm giving her a little bit of a grace on there. However, this is just not the way to handle it. But no other injuries were reported in the incident.
Yeah. Dude, my grandfather died and they canceled my flight in Charlotte.
Oh,
there's
no.
There's just nothing you can do about it.
There's just nothing.
There's just nothing you can do.
There's really nothing you can do.
You're just like, okay, man, I'll be late.
But just in case the story's left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We turn our attention to the U.S. Postal Service, where a delivery has been made. A post office in Illinois recently received a postcard in the mail that was sent from a man in New York that was intended to be delivered to his parents. But it was a tad late, you see. The postcard is believed to have slipped into a crevice or an unseen location as it was sent more than 70 years ago back in 1953.
Neither rain nor sleet or dark of night.
That's right. They got it there, man. One of the postal employees took an interest in the mystery behind the card, and while they couldn't track down the intended recipients, probably because they were dead, they did manage to track down the original sender.
Which is amazing.
Somewhere in Idaho. Absolutely, it is.
The original sender?
Yeah.
Where do they go, to a cemetery?
I don't know.
The Ouija board?
Hope you and your dame are good.
He says that he doesn't remember sending it, but does remember taking a trip through the area on his way to Puerto Rico. So good job. After 70 years, we returned it to the center.
I realize
he doesn't remember sending a letter 70 years ago.
Right.
Hey, remember this? No.
No, man.
Also realize that's 1955 or something.
1953, yeah.
Yeah, 53.
That's a little while
ago.
Wasn't
Damey.
No.
I wonder what kind of language he used.
We're hard on the beef.
Men's room sports. The Mariners are off tonight on their way to Cleveland, but we've got college football. Ted Smith will be on for the rest of the night on ESPN, FS1, and Big Ten Network. As far as your weather, we've got some clouds, cloud cover tonight, bringing the temperature down to about 62. And tomorrow, we've got a beautiful, sunny 82-degree day tomorrow to bring us into the long weekend. That's up your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Bad Choice Friday and the return of Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So, until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.